Medical marijuana has always been a personal issue for John Morgan. His brother, who's a paraplegic, uses it. At a press conference at his law office the day after the amendment failed, Morgan vowed to get medical marijuana legalized in the Sunshine State come 2016. Morgan apologized for the loss, but said it was the first battle in a war he plans to win.
A guy called me today, said his son got up, who really was counting on this. They go back and forth to California to get it. He said, "Dad, did we win Amendment 2? He said, "No, we didn't." He started crying, which made me cry.
While medical marijuana fell short of the votes needed to pass, it still got more yes votes than Rick Scott, Charlie Crist, or Pam Bondi. Morgan said with that kind of support, there's a chance state legislators will take up the issue before 2016.
Florida is a big state. It's going to be the biggest state in the presidential election. And I know for a fact the National Republican Party does not want this on that ballot in 2016.
Opponents of medical marijuana are also vowing to keep up the fight. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Deming said the amendment was too broad and voters were correct voting it down. I'm Abe Abaraya, 90.7.